Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. My name is Jaron Jackson, and I do love America. For me, it's always about the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Today, I would like to begin with Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times, and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. See, the just man, the one who stands with God, might fall seven times. So there's a fight. There's controversy. There's stuff that's going on against the just man. And he can fall seven times, but he rises up again. But, contrast, opposite, the wicked shall fall into mischief. Today I would like to direct your attention. And this is going to be one for the legislators. This is going to be a live stream for the righteous servants who love their country, love the Constitution, and are afraid of, maybe not afraid, they don't know what to do by receiving notice or affidavit from people showing them what the law is. And if we're just candid, they're scared of the attorneys. They're scared of the attorneys. They're afraid of the backlash. They're afraid of what's going on. This is the stream for them. This is for the righteous servants. What I want to do is I want to lay out a case just very plainly, very simply, to show that if you are standing on the Constitution, then you will be protected. If you are obeying people and trying to give them redress for their grievances and you're responding to their violated rights, you are unstoppable in the law. You are unstoppable in the law. I want to show you that. First, I'd like to direct your attention the way that you can bless me and support my family, and that is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Take the money that you're already spending, switch it over to American manufacturing. It's a good thing. It goes against the godless commies, and it allows you to get direct product purchase of American manufactured goods. Many of them are price competitive or cheaper. There's no liability payouts for bad products because they've never had a liability payout. No one's ever come at them because they use natural, organic, and plant-based ingredients. If you shower, if you brush your teeth, if you wash your clothes, if you're a woman, you wear makeup, you take protein, you do vitamins, you do supplements, anything like that, this is for you. 450 plus products, patriotswitch.com/Jaron, and that's a blessing, and thank you very much. All right, I want to get into this. Thomas Massey, I have found Thomas Massey to be a righteous servant. Now, I only want to speak to the man's heart insofar as he loves America and he wants to support what he does. He wants to support the Constitution. He's a very principled man. Of course, he supported DeSantis, and I'm generally a Trump supporter for president. But that's not really what I'm going for. I'm going here because I want to give ammunition for righteous servants. Thomas Massey, in my view, has demonstrated himself to be faithful to the Constitution and dedicated to deliver for the American people the fundamental law, which is the Constitution. And I like that. We should all like that. And so in an effort to break away from partisanship, because I think that that's a contrivance that keeps people fixated on the fighting of politics instead of the fundamental law that defends all of our rights, and to give ammunition for righteous servants, I'd like to go into the fact that Thomas Massey yesterday posted this. This was his tweet. He says, instead of fining Democrats for waving flags, the House Sergeant at Arms just called and said, I will be fined $500 if I don't delete this video post. Mike Johnson really wants to memory hole this betrayal of America. And of course, he's speaking about last week's Ukraine video where a bunch of Democrats sided with Speaker Johnson and they gave a bunch of money to the Democrats. This is that video right here. So that's the video that Thomas Massey is going to be paid $500. And so I want to take something that's very light, right? This isn't prison time. This isn't abortion. This isn't like a big, massive thing. And so hopefully we can de-escalate the situation a little bit in order to see the principle of the law at play. So if you will allow me to, this is for the legislators. Show this stream to righteous servants who you want to give notice and affidavit to, but might themselves feel, well, I can't really do that because we don't really do that. And the lawyers say, I can't do that. And I don't want to get in trouble from the pro tem. I don't want to get in trouble from the speaker. I don't want to lose my committeeship. I don't want to lose those things because those are tugs and pulls. If you run for office, and I've ran for office 3 times and failed, it takes a lot of money, takes a lot of time, takes a massive toll on you, your psychology, your health, your family, your relationships. It's a big deal. And so for people who want to get involved in politics and they get in government, getting elected is something I've never done. I've never done. I've failed 3 times. So whenever you get to that position, you want to be effective. You want to accomplish things. But there's going to be a looming fear in your head that says, don't do what the Constitution says because that's not what we do around here. They'll get you in the back of the smoke-filled room. They get a stogie between their... Oh my goodness. And they'll put their arms around your shoulders and they'll say, here's how we play ball. Here's how we do things here. This stream is for those righteous legislators who want to do this. The very first thing that I want to do is I just want to look very quickly at the text of the Constitution. If we go to Ballotpedia and we look up here and we see right here, this is Ballotpedia U.S. Constitution. Ballotpedia U.S. Constitution. What I want to do is I want to go down to Article 6. Article 6, Clause 3, the senators and representatives, Thomas Massey is a representative, before mentioned, and members of the several state legislatures. So that is literally every state rep and state senator. Make sense? And all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states. So this is literally talking about everybody who's in the Fed, everybody who's at the state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states. So literally everybody who is in government. Make sense? So all of them shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Now this right here, Article 6, Section 3, speaks to the fact that these men and women in government have to swear an oath to the Constitution. Now, just very simply, like, give me your eyeballs. Very simply, this is, you're going to bind yourself, you're going to bind your conscience to the text of the Constitution. That's what an oath is. And an oath is the strongest of bonds because you are affirming what is true and you're aligning yourself with what you're doing, and you're doing it voluntarily. No one is putting a gun to your head. No one is forcing you. No one is depriving you of your life, your liberty, your family, or whatever. You are voluntarily choosing to swear an oath that binds you to the text of the Constitution, whether you are at the state level or the federal level, okay? What I want to do here is I want to go back to this, and I want to go down to the First Amendment. So Bill of Rights, First Amendment, most of us probably know this. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Okay, so Congress can't write anything about religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Okay, so Congress can't define a religion, can't regulate a religion, can't prohibit the religion, can't do nothing. Or abridging the freedom of speech, okay, or of the press, or of the right peaceably to assemble. Okay, so people can say what they want, people can publish what they want, and people have the right to peaceably assemble. Okay, and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. This right here is where I want to focus. This right here is where I want to focus. Because if we look at the word petition, it means prayer. You are giving a supplication. You are asking for somebody with power to use that power in service of you. And so whenever you petition someone in government for a redress of grievance, you're saying, I have a problem. You have power. Your power can solve my problem. But understand, it first and foremost starts with people having the right to petition, which means write, to express, to send those problems to the people in government. Does that make sense? And so if this is the case, then right there you have in the text of the U.S. Constitution, and I would submit to you, every single state constitution has some variation of this. The people in government, as we saw before in Article 6, they are in a public trust. And they are all sworn to defend the public trust. Now that matters because if we look at Thomas Massey, this guy posted something regarding... This guy posted this tweet. He tweeted this. He tweeted out his political beliefs showing the Democrats flying the flag. And instead of this, he's going to get fined $500. I want to suggest that there is a way that Thomas Massey could absolutely keep this up and never pay this fine. I want to first start with the Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedures. Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure. Has nothing to do with Freemasons, has nothing to do with that stuff. It has everything to do with the guy's name was Mason. His name was Mason. Right now, the Mason Manual of Legislative Procedure, let me get my handy dandy. The Mason Manual of Legislative Procedure. We want to go to chapter 2, and we just want to read. Let's just read what this is. Now, this is going to explain how governing bodies, how legislative bodies function. Let's just read. Section 1, or Section 6, legislative procedure is controlled by constitutional provision. Make sense? The constitutional rules and procedures are principally contained in the state constitutions. These rules usually provide, among other things, that each house of legislature shall determine the rules of its proceedings, that each house shall judge the qualifications, elections, returns of members, and that each house may choose its officers, that a majority of the house shall constitute a quorum, that each house may discipline or expel members, and shall keep a journal. Pretty simple. Very basic stuff. Now, the Mason's Manual for Legislative Procedure is telling legislative bodies how legislative bodies work. Each legislative body in America has a fundamental set of rules. Many of them use the Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedures. Some of them uses Robert's Rules of Parliamentary Procedures. Others, the U.S. Senate uses Riddick's Rules. But there is a foundational rule to which the legislative body obeys. The most important part here, however, is what we're about to read. Civil rights are principally governed by provisions of the federal constitution. The more frequently applied provisions relate to free speech, free press, no establishment of religion, the criminal procedure sections, and due process and equal protection provisions. In the case of local legislative and administrative bodies, the charters, statutes creating or regulating them, or even the state constitution, may contain provisions which restrict or regulate their procedure in certain particulars, such as quorum, vote required, time and place of meeting, and like provisions. So all this is saying is that there's, you know, wherever there's a legislative body, wherever there is a group of county commissioners, there's a state house of representatives, they are going to have rules that they follow. Rarely is the procedure of state or local boards, commissions regulated at all by constitutions, except as to the general rights of persons which are guaranteed by the Constitution. This is drawing the distinction between the procedures that local and state boards use and the general rights. Now, general right is something that everyone has. If it's general, then it's everybody's got it. The right to life is a general right. Make sense? A constitutional provision regulating procedure controls over all other rules of procedure. So let's review. If we go to Thomas Massey, and Thomas Massey says he posted this tweet, and Speaker Johnson doesn't like this tweet. Speaker Johnson has the House Sergeant of Arms call Thomas Massey and say, we're going to fine you $500 for not taking down this tweet. Do you see how there is a unspoken, and it's going to be codified, but you and I do not see, but there are rules where the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, can direct the House Sergeant of Arms to impose financial penalties on members. Do you see that? Do you see how Thomas Massie is going to have to pay $500 unless he deletes his tweet? And that's only happening because the Sergeant of Arms, the House Sergeant of Arms, is telling him that. Did the House Sergeant of Arms come up with that idea by himself? Thomas Massie seems to attribute this decision to Mike Johnson, who is in charge of the House of Representatives. Now, what if there was an opportunity for Thomas Massie to receive something from the Constitution that told him to keep that tweet? Let's read. So we have here a constitutional provision regulating procedure controls over all other rules of procedure. So if there is a written rule in the United States Congress where the Speaker of the House can penalize financially members for having tweets that he doesn't like, that is a rule of procedure. And the only thing that can override it is constitutional provision. You see how that works? Now let's go to this. Section 7, constitutional requirements concerning procedure must be complied with. Being organic in character, constitutional provisions stand on a higher plane than statutes and, as a rule, are mandatory. What is a constitutional provision? Constitutional provisions prescribing exact or exclusive time or methods for certain acts are mandatory and must be complied with. Now, this right here is speaking about the manners of voting for something, a quorum, meeting size, disposition of the parties, all sorts of stuff. But look at the truth. Constitutional provisions prescribing exact or exclusive time or methods for certain acts are mandatory and must be complied with. Constitutional provisions which are general in nature. What's general? General rights of persons which are guaranteed in the Constitution. Make sense? So because they're regulated all by constitutions except as the general rights of persons which are guaranteed by the Constitution. So the regulation and the procedures of a legislative body, they have their own regulations. They have their own rules. But those rules and regulations get trumped by general rights. So what is a general right that must be complied with? Example of mandatory directory provisions are given below. And it talks about where to vote, how to vote, all these other types of things. But what's another one? Let's go back to our screen. Let's look here in the take the handy dandy off. And we go back to our Constitution. And we look at our amendments. What is this right here? Amendment 1, petition the government for a redress of grievance. I have a question for you. Is it possible that someone from Thomas Massie's constituency, is it possible that someone in, you know, one of the people, is it possible that they could write a notice to Thomas Massie to say, you know what? What you were doing as a representative was informing the public about what was going on. Now, of course, you did it with an opinion, but you know what? I'm going to ask you to keep it up. It's my opinion. It's my right to tell you as a legislator to keep it up. Now, this is where there's going to be a fight. Because on one hand, you've got the constitutional right to petition the government for redress of grievance. And if your legislator is communicating things that you like, don't you have the right to have him continue to communicate those things? After all, isn't he your representative? Shouldn't he be saying these things? On the other hand, if he's going to be punished by the procedures of the legislative body for whatever rules they are, however arbitrarily they are applied, which one takes precedent? Your right does. This is why whenever you send notice and affidavit to your servants in the government, this is acting as a shield for the servant. It's acting as protection for Thomas Massie. It's acting as protection for someone who is doing righteousness. Now, this doesn't mean that you can tell them all the things that they have to say, right? Because there's going to be people say, I want you to show a pentagram. Well, that would go against Thomas Massie's conscience. Thomas Massie still has the right to his conscience, and no one can make him say things that violate his conscience. This is why whenever he's a trustee to the Constitution, he's amenable to people at all times, but he still retains his own private right. He's not going to be able to be forced to write something he doesn't want to do. But whenever he voluntarily says, hey, this is what I'm doing, if someone demonstrates, well, I've got the right to tell you to keep it up, or conversely, I've got the right to tell you to take it down. But how many people are actually writing him, showing constitutional provision, telling him to take this down? Probably very few. Which means that I'm really only speaking to people who are going to have, you know, generally speaking, Christian values. They value the Constitution. They want people in government to work righteousness. They want they want people to do, you know, righteousness in their government. But here's some of the wisdom. People need to love their servants and raise them with love and encouragement. Politics today has taught us that it's us versus them. It's us versus the government. We have to overthrow the government. We have to get a militia. We have to do all these. We don't have to do those things. We're the ones that have all the political power. We're the ones that have rights guaranteed in the Constitution. We should be leading these servants, raising them righteously with love so that they do good things, so that our country has righteous government. That's what we should be doing. And your notice in your affidavit protects them. Let me show you. I'd like to go to the trusty maxims. This is a selection of maxims of law. Let me look at this here for you. This is a selection of maxims of law, right? Compiled and edited by Charles A. Weissman. Let's go to this maxim right here. It talks about guilt. Let's go to this maxim that talks about guilt. Where to go? No guilt attaches to him who is compelled to obey. So if someone gave Thomas Massey a notice and said, you know what, you are informing the public of this issue and this idea, what is Thomas Massey going to do whenever Speaker Johnson tells the House Sergeant to go fine him $500? Thomas Massey could say, you know what, I was actually told to keep that up. No guilt attaches to him who is compelled to obey. Wasn't Thomas Massey, didn't he swear to the Constitution? Didn't he swear that he would uphold the Constitution? And doesn't that include the right to petition for government for redress or grievance? So if the Speaker does not like what Thomas Massey is saying, someone probably calls him Tommy. If the Speaker doesn't like what Thomas Massey is saying, if someone in the people have sent him notice and affidavit to tell him, hey, you're doing a good job, keep it up, that's going to block what Speaker Johnson's doing, because you have a constitutional right right here, right? You got it right here, Amendment Number 1, petition the government for redress or grievance. You have a constitutional amendment, which is a general right that directly controls any procedure of the House. And this works for anybody. So if anybody in the government is doing this and they're given notice and affidavit by the people, it stands as protection because they are obeying the law. And here's how this works. If you have given petition to someone in government and you know, they got it, you sent it to them, Lord willing to do it certified so you can prove it. But let's just say that they get the piece of paper. You could do an affidavit, put it on a PDF, and email it to them, and they could still use it. Be like, hey, here, this guy sent me this. And they could use that as their shield. Now, this is where they're going to point and say, hey, they have the right to tell me to keep this up. I can't take it down because I swore an oath to the Constitution that includes their right to tell me to keep this up. Does that make sense? Do you see how whenever you send notice and affidavit, you don't have to be adversarial? You don't actually have to be warring against them. In fact, it's better if you love your servants and you bring them up in righteousness, as the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. If the just man, like Massey or any of these other righteous servants at the local, state, federal level, if these guys are doing what they should be doing, send them encouragement, send them what the law says to protect them. and form that relationship. Because I'll tell you right now, you having your rights secured in the Constitution prevents anybody from messing with you. And the better that you learn that, the better that you tell your neighbors, the more that the people will know. That will lift the tide, that will rise the tide of people's understanding. That will distribute the remedy. More people knowing what the law is will prevent people from breaking the law. Part of that is educating lawmakers, educating people in government, showing them you are protected from guilt if you're obeying the law. The law says I have the right to petition you for redress of grievance. It's written right here. My grievance is that you, elected official, government employee, you're not able to tell the truth. You're not able to tell the truth about the Democrats waving the Ukrainian flags after you guys voted to give billions of dollars away to them. I want you to do that. My petition is for my servant, you, to be able to post that on Twitter and not be punished, because I want that message out there and you are my representative. You're representing me. Does that make sense? And if this makes sense, if the person in government understands and you understands, there's a lot that you can accomplish. Because the person in government can stand on the Constitution from the lawful notice that he receives. He can get the notice in the affidavit and he can say, this is a lawful order. This is why we use the fundamentals. This is why we never use statutes. We never use case law. We don't treat constitutional rights as subject matter of legislation because they're not. And we very plainly just say, this is what the law says. And this is just a way that you can love your servants and give them the protection. So Lord willing, that makes sense, and you can do that from there. Folks, the most important thing that I do is I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. His blood washes away our sins, and he is the only way into salvation. This is what the Bible teaches. It's true. When he rose from the grave, he proved he's God. He proved that he has the power of life over death. And then he says, go preach my gospel. The response to the gospel after hearing what the word says, right? The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God. So you have to hear what the Bible says, not just what someone tells you. It's got to be what the Bible says. Because if you believe something that the Bible doesn't say, the Bible doesn't call that faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing from the word of God. So you have to hear what the Bible says. So now that you've heard, now that you believe, what's the response? The response is that you repent and you are baptized for the remission of your sins in the name of Jesus Christ. This means that by Christ's authority, when he physically rose from the grave, he said in Matthew 28:18, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. So when you're baptizing in the name of Jesus, you're doing it with his authority. Because that same passage, Matthew 28:18-20, he says, teach the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So whenever you do something in the name of Jesus Christ, you're doing it with his authority. And his authority is comprehensive. He's got it all. He said he's got it all. He's got it all. And when he says, baptize, right? Baptize people for the remission of sins. That's why you get baptized. You get baptized for the remission of sins. That's how you obey the gospel. You hear it, you believe it, which means you trust only in Jesus. And because you trust only in him, and you know that he's king, you know that he's Lord, you know that he's the Messiah, you now turn away from your sinful life. You're facing all the way towards him. You're following him, and you're baptized, which is how you call upon the name of the Lord. And that's how he adds you to his church. This is Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Every day, people were added to the church as the Lord adds them to the church. You don't add yourself to the church. Somebody else doesn't add you to the church. The Lord adds you to the church. So obey the gospel, my friends. Folks, the best way that you can help me is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Switch your shopping over. Sign up. Myself or somebody else will call you. 450 products. It's a direct product purchase interface. You order online. It goes direct to your house. No strings attached. If you don't like it, hey, it's not for you. Thank you for at least trying and considering. If you do like it, you know, it's better products, better pricing, direct purchase, American manufacturing. You benefit me whenever you shop. It's a blessing. Thank you very much. Also, if you want to join the effort to mail Bibles around the nation, one of the things that I do is I have a private membership association, and we distribute Bibles for free. I want, and my members want everybody to have the Bible. So whenever you join this private membership association, we will give you the free benefit of air-roasted coffee delivered right to your door. Choose from any selection that you want. Sign up for as many memberships as you want delivered right to your door. That's at humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. Lord willing, we'll be back next time. Until then, my name is Jaron Jackson. I do love America. Don't quit. Go to war.